See, I've lived in Metropolis most of my life, and I can't figure out how some yokel from Smallville is suddenly getting every hot story in town.
Why is it that Lois Lane never seems to figure out Clark Kent is really Superman?
Well, Lois, the truth is, I'm actually Superman in disguise, and I only pretend to be a journalist in order to hear about disasters as they happen and then squeeze you out of the byline.
You're a sick man, Kent.
Maybe it's those black-rimmed glasses he wears.
This is one other way of doing it. This needn't be the way for you, but you think of something better. Don't criticize.
Other types of glasses have become pop icons.
In other words, you're sitting here in bed because it's nonviolent.
Yeah, it's an example of nonviolence.
Yeah.
And it's the most functional way John and Yoko could imagine to do it.
The gold-rimmed granny-style glasses worn by Beatle John Lennon didn't come from a fancy optometrist shop. They were the ones everybody got from the British National Health Service.
We're here in CNN's newsroom with Ashley Banfield, host of Newsroom. Ashley,
go figure.
TV stars are known for their specs as well.
A homecoming of sorts for Sally Jesse Raphael, the former daytime host, was back in our News 8 studios today where she used to tape her hit talk show.
Whether it's Ashley Banfield's signature glasses with the rectangular frames or Sally Jesse Raphael's large red ones, vintage eyewear appears to be making a comeback. At least that's how Jack Schaefer sees it. The Birmingham area optometrist runs 16 eye clinics in Montgomery, Huntsville, and Tuscaloosa.
In children, we used to do eye exams in children 20 years ago, and I'd say, your son or daughter needs a pair of glasses. The children and the parents would usually cry, really, would sit there and cry. Now, children come in, I said, well, you really don't need any glasses. And they cry, I want glasses.
And fashion-conscious Americans may be going beyond Hollywood and what celebrities are wearing these days. Figures in American history were also known for wearing glasses.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt wore gold-rimmed eyeglasses, and Schaefer says some high-end fashion designers are cashing in, not by making knockoffs of vintage frames, but by doing detective work to find the real thing.
So frames that were made in the 30s, 40s, and 50s today are called retrospects. It's a whole company. That's all they do, which are the exact frames you used to wear, but except you can spend $500 to $700 on them because they have gold in them and they're handmade.
That's a huge departure from when Schaefer first got into the eye care business. He studied optometry at the University of Georgia and thought about setting up practice in Charleston and then Atlanta before settling in Birmingham. Back then, male patients got to choose from about 10 types of frames. Now, Schaefer says, names like Cartier are getting to the act.
So, but that's where glasses are going, just old, brand new, to the epitome of Cartier that, you know, they sit there and they design what the future is going to be in really expensive high-end glasses.
We'll discuss fashion frames and how he started his annual crawfish boil with an investment of just $1. Tune in this Sunday at 4 p.m. on WVUA-TV for this week's episode of Alabama Inc.